What is a cheerleader's favorite cereal?
I don't know what.
Cheerios.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Try hard, try hard. Breakfast. That's Boy Dog Pondering right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and here with a whole lot of great kids. Who do we have with us today?
Hi, I'm Elliot.
Yeehaw, I'm Imogene.
Hello, I'm Siobhan.
Hey, it's Donovan.
Hi, this is Madeline.
Who ate breakfast?
Me. I did.
Today, we are doing a show about breakfast. They say it's the most important meal of the day. Agree? Disagree?
I agree.
I spend a lot more time on dinner than I do on breakfast, though.
Me too.
So how can that be that the most important meal of the day we barely spend any time on? I wonder about that.
Because we're in a rush.
Yeah, in a rush. For me, and probably for lots of the adults in the audience, our breakfast, I bet you can guess what it is. What do you think
Coffee?
It is? Yeah. Mine's not. Mine's tea, but similar. Caffeine. Breakfast is a meal that is so different in different parts of the world. In some parts of the world, they eat things like olives for breakfast. And in other parts of the world, they eat things like noodles for breakfast.
Ooh.
Would you like that?
Uh-huh.
Sounds okay.
We're going to talk with someone named Patty Keene, a nutritionist. We're going to talk to her about what is the best, healthiest breakfast you can feed your kids. We're going to talk breakfast on the Children's Hour.
Breakfast, you see, is telling me I'll have a good day. Today will be a good day if I start it right. So warm, but the smell, it tells me just how much my mother cares.
Your teeth and bear it, girl. I don't know what you know more. I don't get that glazed look on your face. Ham bacon, you'll leave me. I've never sausage misery. Ham bacon, you'll leave me, darling.
up with something, 'cause I've got nothing else to say. Yeah, you left such a waffle toast in my mouth. You biscuit out of town today. You know I ain't gonna keep those home fries burning for you. Yeah, you give me heartaches in the morning. Jeez, I'm gonna let you go. You anymore.
That was Trout Fishing in America with the Breakfast Blues right here on the Children's Hour. Ben Tater and the Tater Tots before that with their breakfast song from the release called Seconds. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the Children's Hour, we're talking about breakfast. And I'm joined by Patty Keene. She's a registered dietitian nutritionist who has worked a lot on children's health, well-being, and nutrition. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Patty, and tell us, what is the best possible breakfast a kid could have?
The best possible breakfast that a kid can have really is something that, number one, they want to eat, that's realistic for them to either prepare for themselves or to have a parent or a caregiver make for them. But as far as sort of what should be in there, you definitely want to have high fiber, so whole grains, good protein. So that can be things like yogurt, milk. If you're talking about cereal, for example, to have a whole grain cereal that's low in sugar and to have some milk, that's a perfect breakfast. A lot of us start the day that way. And for a lot of us too, as kids, that was sort of the first meal we probably could prepare for ourselves. Right? Like that's kind of the first thing when you're a little kid that you can really do on your own is pour yourself a bowl of cereal. And one of the things, of course, we're real concerned about with all of us, but also with kids, is a lot of sugar. You know, kids are sweet enough, so we don't need them to have a lot of extra sugar. And a lot of times they get a lot of too much sugar from cereals. So a good guideline to look at is when you're choosing cereals in the store, look for cold cereals that have a whole grain as a first ingredient. So that could be whole oats, whole corn, whole wheat. And usually it'll say right in front, whole, W-H-O-L-E. And this is looking at the nutrition facts label that's on the side of the box. So you can kind of not pay attention to the stuff on the front. Sometimes that can be confusing, all of those messages, and you're not really sure. But if you look at the side of a cereal box, the nutrition facts label, look for a whole grain as the first ingredient. And then where sugars are listed, look for something that's around 6 or 7 grams per serving.
What about smoothies?
The thing you want to be a little careful about is depending on what you're putting in there, because some people just use milk, some people use yogurt. Yogurts are another vehicle for a lot of sugar too. So you want to be a little bit careful about that. But smoothies are great because they're quick, and it's also a great way to get extra fruit in there too. And that's also another thing with cold cereals too, is if you add fruit to those. I know I like to add blueberries to Cheerios, which, you know, as point of reference, Cheerios have 1 gram of sugar per cup. When we're thinking about that 6 or 7 grams, there's actually a lot of cereals that fall into those categories. And then as far as other things, oatmeal is great. You know, you want to be careful about things like toaster pastries, Pop-Tarts, and those types of things, because those can essentially be the same nutritional makeup as a candy bar. So you really want to look at those nutrition facts labels and look at that sugar.
Patty, why is breakfast so important? We hear it's the most important meal of the day. Is it?
You know, breakfast is so important. It's the way to refuel your day after sleeping for 8, 10, 12 hours, depending on how old you are. And so you really want to be able to refuel. And so that's why it's such an important meal to get. And also, you know, we know like our moods can drop by the mid-morning. We kind of get sluggish or cranky if we haven't had at least a small meal. For parents, they should be having breakfast too. You know, it's great to model that. So for those of us who maybe don't have breakfast or feel like we don't have time, in order to get our kids to eat breakfast, we want to have breakfast ourselves. You want to make sure to, you know, stock the kitchen with good, healthy breakfast options. Try to prepare the night before, especially if, you know, you have a hectic group trying to get out of the house in the morning. And also, as much as you can let kids plan and to help prepare, kids should be able to be part of planning those meals as much as possible.
What about kids and sugar? You mentioned a little with Pop-Tarts, like they are equivalent to a candy bar and how much sugar they have. I'm sure there's a limit to how much sugar kids should have.
We really want kids to have 25 grams or less of sugar, and that's about 6 teaspoons a day. And this is a good math problem for anyone who's looking for a little math problem to do today. 1 teaspoon of sugar is equal to 4 grams. So if you go through and look at the nutrition labels in your house and you take however many grams of sugar are listed and divide that by 4, that will tell you how many teaspoons. Because it's hard to picture grams. So for example, in a can of soda, there's about 40 grams of sugar.
Whoa.
So if you divide 40 by 4, that's 10 teaspoons.
That's too much.
Is toast and jam a good breakfast?
Toast and jam is good. If you can, make sure the toast is with whole grain bread. Another one that's really good is if you can have peanuts, is to have peanut butter. Because that has less sugar and it has more protein, so it'll stick with you a little bit longer. That's the other thing, too, about milk and dairy and cheese and peanut butter and beans and all those great protein sources is they stick with you a little longer so you won't get as hungry.
You can learn a lot more about what's the best breakfast for you at the learning guide we have posted with this episode, along with a lot of links. Find everything at childrenshour.org. Look for breakfast. Patty Keene, a registered dietitian nutritionist, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thanks, everybody.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. You can learn more about us at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many holiday traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Keep up with all the news of the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter. Find the sign-up form at childrenshour.org.